Well, yesterday in that open meeting, President Trump said he was for the Democratic proposal for a standalone bill just on DACA. When Republicans protested, he said he'd wanted a comprehensive bill. Today, he said it must include the wall. Well, one person sure to be at his side as he forges his way is Hope Hicks, the 29-year-old White House communications director who came to his campaign after working with Ivanka Trump on her luxury lines. Michael Wolff, author of the new book Fire and Fury, says she's probably the president's top advisor. And it's also been pointed out she could be the least experienced in modern history. Olivia Nuzzi is Washington correspondent for New York Magazine. Olivia, who is Hope Hicks? Give us a little more.
Well, there is some competition in the Trump White House for the person with the least amount of experience politically. But Hope Hicks is a PR professional who ended up working for the Trump Organization. She's very young. She has no political experience. She is a former child actor and model. And Trump took a liking to her. They became very close. She joined the campaign in its earliest days, months before he announced, went with him to Iowa. And she is now in this White House, the communications director and the longest serving political aide not related to the president by blood. The person who has been with him the closest, the longest amount of time. She traveled everywhere with him. For a long time, she was the only communications staffer on the campaign. She is the person who is the chief gatekeeper to the president of the United States. Her office is right outside of his Oval Office.
Well, and by all accounts, very accomplished. You mentioned her modeling career. There was a short acting career. She was also a star lacrosse player in Greenwich, Connecticut, where her family is very prominent. But her long time with Donald Trump is why people think she might be one of the most interesting people being interviewed in the Russia investigations. What's the thinking there?
Well, look, Hope Hicks has been around the president, as I said, for longer than any other political aide. And for that reason, it's safe to assume that she knows a lot, she has heard a lot, and she has seen a lot. The campaign is really key to all of this. And she was at the campaign from the earliest days, as I said, from months before he announced, from the winter of, I guess, 2015. And so she would, it's safe to assume, have been part of the conversations or overheard conversations or at least been aware of conversations that are things that Robert Mueller, the special counsel, is now looking into.
Well, she publicly issued a denial that there were any contacts between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. That, of course, we know to be a false statement now. There were many contacts. How's that likely to go for her, given that she is being questioned? And by the way, has she been questioned by Mueller?
The New York Times reported that she has already been questioned by Robert Mueller, by the special counsel. Previously, it had been reported that before the end of November of 2017, she will have sat down with him. The Times confirmed that it did happen. You know, Hope Hicks, as you said, she released a statement denying that there was any communication between the Kremlin and the Trump campaign. We now know that that was incorrect. I think what will help her in the end is that by many accounts, I did a profile of her during the campaign for GQ. People described her as being sort of the president's typist in a lot of ways. He would dictate tweets to her. He would dictate official campaign statements. She did not have a lot of autonomy when it came to, you know, what specifically the campaign was saying. Oftentimes she would release a statement that would sound as though it was in President Trump's voice, but her name was attached to it. And so I think that will help her if at any point she does have to explain why she fervently denied that the campaign had any contacts with Russia when we now know that to be false.
Olivia, many of the people that have gone before the Mueller investigation have pled guilty to various things and been indicted. Do we have any sense of how her testimony is going?
Yeah, we really don't. Robert Mueller is not known for leaking to the media, despite what this administration, this White House, might say. We have very limited information about what exactly he has spoken to Hope Hicks or frankly, anyone else about. But the White House has taken this view that cooperation is their best strategy here. We've heard that from Ty Cobb, the president's lawyer, that they are willing to, you know, provide the special counsel with anything that they need. There are some people close to the president, including his personal lawyers, who look at the fact that the special counsel has interviewed very senior White House advisors as evidence that this investigation is coming to a close. Because typically, when you move in closer and closer to the inner circle, that is when things are reaching their conclusion. But it's important to remember that this investigation focuses on the campaign. And so I don't think they're really moving and interviewing people in the same order that they typically do during federal investigations.
When you say she's close to the president, you write her office mm-hmm. is right outside the Oval Office, closer than any other official, so close that from her desk the president can be heard calling for her. But do you agree with Michael Wolff's assessment that she may be his closest advisor right now?
Well, I think geographically, she certainly is the closest, just by virtue of where she is situated most days. And I think that she is closest to him in that she really understands him. The key to why Hope Hicks has survived, while so many others have moved in and out of the campaign and then in and out of this White House, is that she's very good at assessing personalities and characters. And I think that has really helped her understand the president and thus understand how to survive at his side. And so in that sense, I think you could say she's the closest. Look, she's not a political operative. She hadn't worked on campaigns before. I don't know whether or not she's somebody who the president goes for expertise in politics. She comes from a PR family. Her father represented the NFL at one point. He's now at the Glover Park Group. She does have an innate understanding of public relations, and he does trust her very clearly.
Olivia Nuzzi, Washington correspondent for New York Magazine. Olivia, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hope Hicks also had a very public shouting match with then-campaign manager Corey Lewandowski on the streets of New York. He was fired soon after.